The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and George Harrison, John Lennon, and Yoko Ono, recorded on September 11th, 1969, in London, England.
So, by the grace of Lord Krishna, you are leaders. Thousands of young men follow you. They like you. So if you give them something actually nice, the face of the world will change. So our this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not a manufactured new thing. It is, from historical point of view, at least it is 5,000 years old. Because Krishna consciousness movement means Bhagavad Gita as it is. And Bhagavad Gita, of course, it is supposed to be Indian religious book, but it is not like that. It is not Indian or Hinduism. It is for all the people of the world, not only for the human being, but also other than human being. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Krishna said, Sarvajunishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtayaya. In all species, all kinds of form, living entities, they are in different forms. Just like we are sitting here, so many ladies, gentlemen, boys, we have got different forms. Similarly, you Europeans, we have got different color, our Indians, we have got different. So this whole world is full of varieties. The Krishna says, all the varieties of life, it doesn't matter. I am their father. Aham bija pada pita. Pita means father. So Krishna claims all living entities as his sons. But we may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, or Krishna something, but no, Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself. Manvanaha bhavod makto madhyaji maan namaskru. In the 9th chapter, last verse, it is said, Krishna says, that he is always think of me, manmanabhava. Mana means mind. Let your mind be always engaged in me, Krishna. Manmanabhava. Just to become madhvaksa, just become my devotee. Madhyaji, if you want to worship, just worship me. Madmanabhava, madbhakta, madhyadi, maang namaskuru. If you want to offer obeisances, you just offer me. And if you do like this, then without any doubt, you'll come to me. So this is a very simple method. Huh? Always thinking of Krishna. There is no loss. But the gain is very great. Suppose if I chant Hare Krishna, materially I do not commit any offense or I undergo any loss. But if there is any gain, why not try it? There is no expenditure. Everything has got some expenditure. So this mantra Krishna or his later succession and do not sell, but distribute. Chant Hare Krishna, everyone. Dance in ecstasy. It is a very nice thing. So, I have come to your country, come to your place. It is very good. So, my request is that you are intelligent, wise, and try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. And with your all reason, arguments, it is not to be accepted blindly. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the author of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, he says, Chaitanya Dayar Katha Karaha Vicha. Just put into your judgment the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamata. And if you scrutinizely judge over it, you will find it is sublime. So we are putting this Krishna consciousness movement not as a force, but to the judgment of the people, and let them judge. It is not a sectarian movement, not any religious movement. It is a science. So we put this philosophy to your judgment, and you judge it scrutinizedly with your all intellect, and you'll find it sublime. And if you find it sublime, then why not put it to the world? You are also anxious to bring some peace in the world. I have read sometimes your statements. You are anxious also. Everyone, every saintly person should be anxious to bring in peace in the world. But we must know the process. According to Bhagavad Gita, the idea of peace is, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvalokamaheswaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Jnatya Maam Sanjumichati. People can be peaceful by knowing three things. If you perfectly understand only three things, then he will become peaceful. What is that? Bhoktaram Jagadavasam. All the sacrifices, austerities, penances, whatever people are undertaking for perfection, the enjoyer of such activities, Krishna says, I am. Just like your activities, this is also a kind of austerities, your artistic songs they have become popular because you have undergone some austerities. You have come to the perfection that requires penance and austerities, or any scientific discoveries that requires austerities. So every nice thing presented in the world that requires austerity, very devout, painstaking, then it comes successfully. That is called yajna, tapasya. So Krishna says, the result of the tapasya, enjoy, I am. He is claiming, the result of your tapasya should come to me. Then he will be satisfied. Bhuktanam Jagadavasam Sarvalokamaheswaram. People are claiming, oh, this is my England, this is my India, this is my Germany, this is my China. No. everything belongs to God, Krishna. Sarvaloka, not only of this planet, we have divided this planet in so many states. Actually, this planet was not divided from the history of Mahabharata, you understand. This planet, there was only one king, one emperor in India, Hastinapur. Even up to 5,000 years ago, there was only one king, Mahapurukshi, one flag. And he came out for touring over his kingdom. And he found somebody near Sindh, a black man killing a cow. And immediately arrested him. Oh, in my kingdom you are killing cow. So, actually, the whole planet was under one flag, one suzerainty. Gradually, it has become small, 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 small. Just like in our very recently, 20 years ago, India became divided, Pakistan and Hindustan. Actually, India was one. Well, you see, now it's Pakistan, and someday another star will be divided. So this is going on. So, Sarva Loka and all planets, all the planets, actually that is God's place. Nobody's place. We come here empty-handed, we go empty-handed. How we can climb? Suppose you have given me this place to stay. I stay for 1 week and if I climb, oh, this is my room. Is that very nice thing? They will be immediately disagreement and trouble. But you have kindly spared this room, I am living here, I can comfortably live and enjoy. And when my necessity happens, I go. There is no trouble. Similarly, we come here in the kingdom of God, empty-handed, we go empty-handed. Why we travel like this is my property, this is my country, this is my world, this is my planet. Why do we claim like that? Is it not insanity? Where from the claim comes? So Krishna says that Sarvaloka Manasa, Holy Supreme Lord of every place, and Sridhar Sarvabhutana, and He is the real friend of every living entity. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyesh Arjuna Tisthati. He is as a friend, he is sitting within a heart. He is so nice friend. In this material world we make friendship, it breaks. All the friends live somewhere and I live somewhere. But he is so nice friend that he is living within, with me and within my heart. He is so nice friend. Sarvabhuta is not only selected friend, no. Even the most insignificant creature, he is living there. Paramatma. So if these three things are understood clearly, then he becomes Krishna. This is Krishna. So, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature. Simply, one has to learn, just like in arithmetic, and there is all mathematical calculation, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, this or that, fraction. One has to learn. So Bhagavad Gita is so nice book, and it is accepted, not that, because we are preaching Krishna consciousness, we are advocating for Bhagavad. No, it is accepted by scholarly section, religious section, not only in India, but all over the world, perhaps not. In every country, there are thousands of Bhagavad Gita translations in every language. In English, in French, in German, all languages. And even Mohammedans, of course scholarly Mohammedans, and they also read very nicely Bhagavad Gita. I know one Mohammedan professor in India. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He did not disclose that he was a devotee, but he was observing Janmashtami fasting day, and he was writing one article on Krishna every Janmashtami day. There are many. Read. And in our childhood, not childhood, we were young men at that time. So one Englishman was a tenant in Calcutta of my friend's house. So he was vacating the house, so he went to take possession of the house. And he had many books, and in his there was a book, Bhagavad Gita. So that my friend Mr. Mallik, he was a little astonished that he is an English man. He is Christian, how is that? He has got Bhagavad Gita. So he was touching that book, and that gentleman thought that he is my landlord, he may like that book. So he immediately said, "Oh, Mr. Mallik, I cannot present that book to you. This is my life and so on." He said like that. So Bhagavad Gita is accepted by scholarly section, by philosophers. I think people should have one scripture, one God, one mantra, and one attitude. One God, Krishna. One scripture, Bhagavad Gita. And one mantra, Hare Krishna. And one activity to serve Krishna. That's all. There is peace. There is actually peace all over the world. So I request you to at least to understand this philosophy to your best knowledge. And if you think that is nice, you take up. You are also willing to give something to the world. You try this. You have read our books, this Bhagavad Gita as it is. No.
I read bits of the Bhagavad Gita.
Eh?
It's, I don't know which version it was. There's so many different translations.
There are different translations. Therefore, I have given this edition, Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are interpretations in many translations. They are not interpretations. Not only in other parts of the world, but in our own country also. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great man, he has also interpreted. But the point is, interpretation well required. Now, here is a fountain pen box. Everyone knows this is a fountain pen box. But if I say, no, this is something else, that is my interpretation. Is that a very nice thing? Similarly, interpretation is required where things are not understood clearly. If everybody can understand this box is a fountain pen box, where is the necessity of interpretation? This is the first thing. So, Bhagavad Gita is so clear. It is just like sunlight. Sunlight does not require any other lamp. For example, I will give you the first verse
Dharmakshetri, Kurukshetri, Samavita, Jidussabha, Mamuka, Pandavasteva, Kimakurva, Kasanjaya. Yapa, the Dhritarashtra Raja, the father of Duryodhana, is asking his secretary, Sanjaya. His secretary's name was Sanjaya. Sanjaya, my boy, Mamuka. Mamuka means my sons. And Pandava, the sons of my younger brother, his younger brother's name was Pandu, and therefore his sons are known as Pandava. So Mamuka, Pandava, my sons and my younger brother's sons, they assembled together for fighting. Yudhisthava. Yudhisthava means with fighting spirit. And Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, and the place known as Kurukshetra, which is a place of pilgrimage. Dharmakshetra. King Akurvata, after assembling there, what did they do? That was his question. Now, this Kurukshetra place is still existing in India. You have been in India now?
Have I been there?
You have been there?
Yes.
Oh.
But not to that place.
Oh.
Rishikesh.
Oh, Rishikesh. The Rishikesh is also one of the pilgrimage. And there is similarly Kurukshetra near Delhi. Still that place is there. And that is a place of pilgrimage from the Vedic time. In the Vedas also it is stated, Kurukshetra dharma jayat, if you want to function any religious ceremony, just go to Kurukshetra. So it is a place of pilgrimage. Now the name is there, the adjective dharma kshetra, it is from Vedic age, then the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they are historical persons. The history is there, Mahabharata. Then, where is the question of interpreting Kurukshetra as this body and the Pandavas and the essences? Where do you get this opportunity to interpret? So this is something, you know. But we object. Now why should we interpret in that way? And the facts are there. That means Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. One has got his own philosophy. He wants to prove it through Bhagavad Gita. This is why. There are so many interpretations. 664. Everyone thinks that I can interpret in my own way. Why? Why this should be? Now we say no. We cannot interpret. Then what is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? The author of Bhagavad Gita did not leave it for being interpreted by a third class man. He is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He said everything clearly. Why an ordinary man should interpret his word? That is our objection. Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Macmillan Company wanted to shorten their merchants. They wanted to minimize. Otherwise the book was very big. They wanted to make it only 400, therefore a half of the slokas were not nicely explained. But next time we are going to publish an enlarged and revised edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. We must explain everything. So, the Bhagavad Gita is very, very high class philosophy and theology. Social, political, science, everything is there. It is very nice. And everything is clear. It is explained by Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. We have not manufactured anything.
This is Dan's wife, Jill, who's here with us. Very,
very glad. Be happy and make all others happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. That is Vedic idea. Everyone be happy. That is the benediction. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing, that let this Krishna consciousness movement be preached in every village and every town of the world. People will be happy. That is his quote. So, any mission, any high ideas should be preached just to make everyone happy. Because in the material existence there is no happiness. That is a fact. There cannot be any happiness. This place is not meant for happiness, because in the Bhagavad Gita in mind, the Lord Himself says, this is a place, dukkhalayam asasvatam. It is a place of miseries, this material world. And asasvatam, and temporary. Everything is temporary. Even if you accept all life, whatever miserable is there, I will accept this. That is also no value. Even you accept, nature will not allow you to accept it. And even there, asasvatam, you have to leave. So Krishna says, Maam upetta kavantiya dukkhalame shasatam naapnivanti mahatmana sansiddhi paramahata. Aha! If somebody comes to me, then he hasn't got to return back to this miserable condition of life, which is not only miserable, but temporary. So we should understand that. Nature is so cruel. In America, President Kennedy, he was thought to be most fortunate man, happy man, young man, was elected president, nice wife, children, honor all over the world. Within a second, finished. Temporary. Now, what is his condition? Where he is? If life is eternal, he is living and it is eternal, where he has gone, what he is doing, is he happy or he is distressed, or he is born in America or China? Nobody tells him. But it is a fact that as living entity is eternal, is existing. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita level. Nahannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, the living entity is not destroyed. He is there. That we can understand. It's like in your childhood, you had a small body. That body is no more. But you are existing. So it is natural, when this body will not exist, I will exist in another body. It's not very difficult to understand. So this theory that body is eternal, soul is eternal, and body is temporary, that's a fact. Therefore, this life, this present life, is meant for manufacturing the next body. That is Vedic
knowledge. We are creating, just like a boy, he is studying very nicely, so he is creating next body, a very educated young body. By education he can get nice job, nice place, nice position. So he is creating his next body. Similarly, we are creating our next body according to our karma. So Krishna says that you create a body so that you can come to me. Madhyajita vijanti ma. The whole Vedic philosophy is that if you want to go to some planet, just like people are trying to go to moon planet, so you have to create a body like that. You cannot go in this body. They are attempting to go with this body, that will be failure. It is not possible. In every planet, the atmosphere, everything is different. So you have to create a different body to go to a particular type of planet. There are millions and thousands of planets. A moon planet is one of them. Krishna said, Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitri brataha bhutejya janti bhutani madhyajino vijanti ma. Madhyajino, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will come to me. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? He said, Mamupetta, if anyone comes to me, Mamupetta dukkhalayam asasadam, he does not come back again to this miserable condition. And asasadam, temporary. Why? Sansiddhim, paramangatam. Oh, here I can be high spiritual. To go back to Krishna, madhyajino vimam. One who comes to me. So, this is the greatest benediction to the human society, to train them to go back to Krishna and dance there like Krishna in Rasleela. You have seen Krishna's Rasleela dancing? You have not seen?
It's fiction. Rasleela dancing with the gopis.
The rest of the Radha, you see the Radha pictures like that.
The ones
in
the temple?
Yes, some of them. So, we can go there, join in Krishna and dance happily, without any bother.
I don't know.
We can have so many connections with Krishna as friend, as servant, as parents, as lover, whatever you like, jīja-bhāvāṁ pravajjante tāṁ-sati-yo-yāṁ-aham. You cultivate that consciousness, how you like Krishna, he is prepared to accept you in that capacity. And that makes a solution of all problems. Here, nothing is permanent, nothing is blissful, and nothing is full of knowledge. Here, this year we held examination and Bhakti Shastri, and here is the answer of the guard. Come over. She has written very nice. So we are training these minds and girls to Krishna consciousness according to the Krishna science, and anyone can take advantage of it, which is a very nice thing. So you also try to understand, and if it's nice, you take it. You are after something very nice. Is my proposal unreasonable? You are all intelligent boys. Try to understand it.
Hare Krishna.
and he have got a very good talent, music. Na vidya sangito tamam. In Vedic mantras and all, through music, Samved, Samved is full of music. Jangbram Mahabharananda Rudram Marutastananti Baisavai Bidai Sang Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jan Samaga. Samaga. Samaga means the followers of Samved, Gayanti. They're always in music. Musical, through musical vibration, they are approaching the Supreme. Samaga. Gayanti. Gayanti means singing. So, Vedic mantras are sung. This whole Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, can be sung very nicely. And it is Vedic mantra chanting, simply by hearing the vibration, people will benefit. Even they do not understand. You have got that? Just this mantra I chant. You just play.
नते विदुषार्थवतिं हि विष्णु दुरार्षयाजे बहिरर्थमानिनं अन्धादथान्धै रूपणीयमाना स्तेपि सतन्त्रा रुदामि बद्ध्या मतिम् न कृष्णे परतो सतो वा मिथो विपद्येत गृहव्रतानाम् मतिम् न कृष्णे परतो सतो वा मिथो विपद्येत गृहव्रतानाम् अदान्त गोभी विशताम तमेश्रं पुनः पुनश्च वितचर्बनानाम् अदान्त गोभी विशताम तमेश्रं पुनः पुनश्च वितचर्बनानाम् न ते विदुषार्थगतिं हि विष्णु दुराशयाजे बहिरर्थमानिन अन्धाजथान्धैरुपणीयमाना तेपि स्वतन्त्रा हृदाग्नि बद्ध्या नैषामतीस्तावदुरुक्रमाङ्घ्रीम् पृषत्तनर्थोपगमो जदाथा नैषामतीस्तावद् पुरुक्रमाङ्घ्रीम् विषत्तनर्थोपगमो जदर्थ महीयसां पादोरजोऽभिषेकम् महीयसां पादोरजोऽभिषेकम् निष्किञ्चनानां नवणीतजावम् निष्किञ्चनानां नवणीतजावम् न ते विदुषार्थगतिं हिमिषो दुराशयाजे बहिरर्थमान् अन्धारथान्धैरुपणीयमाना स्तेऽपि स्वतन्त्रा Indra Hridami Badhya Nate Vidu Shathagatim Hishnu.
Veda Mantra Sadhyatana Vitti Vedanta Sutra Sadhya, simply by transcendental vibration of sound, everything can be seen. What kind of philosophy you are following? May I ask?
Following?
Yes.
I'm following
the way that's moving. We've done meditation, or do meditation, mantra meditation.
This is also
mantra. It's not a song, no. No, it's chanting. We got it from Maharishi, the mantra each.
His mantra is not public.
Not out loud, no. No, no, it's a secret.
There is a version by Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he was a great acharya of this Vaishnava Sampradaya. His spiritual master gave him mantra, my dear boy. He chanted this mantra. Find it, nobody can hear with his voice. So, and then he asked, what is the effect of this mantra? He said, by chanting this mantra, by meditation, he will get liberation. So, he immediately went out and in a public big meeting, he said that you chant this mantra, you'll be all liberated. So, he came back to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master was very angry that I told you that you should chant silently. He said, yes, I committed offense. So, whatever punishment you like, you can give me. But because he told me that this mantra will liberate, I'll give him public. Let everyone hear and be liberated. Let me go to hell, I don't mind. I have disobeyed your order. Let me go to hell. I am prepared. But by this chanting mantra, if everyone is liberated, let it be publicly distributed. His spiritual master embraced him. You are greater than me. So if a mantra has so power, why it should be secret? It should be distributed. People are suffering. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant this Hare Krishna. Anyone will hear, even the birds and beasts will hear, and they will be heard.
If Hare Krishna is such a strong, powerful mantra, is there any reason to chant anything else? For instance, you talked about songs and many different mantras, but is there any point in even chanting other songs or mantras?
No, these mantras are also better. Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended for this age. And the Vedic mantras, they are also chanted with, I told you, with musical tanpura. And they sit down and chant. Narad Muni is chanting always. So, chanting through musical instruments, mantras, that it is not new introduction, it is sometimes incoming.
And Hare Krishna mantra especially in this age, that is recommended in many Vedic literature, Brahmanda Purana, Koli Santaran Upanishad, Agni Purana, like that. And apart from the statement in the Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya himself, he prays this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And people public followed him. So, anything, just like a scientist, when he discovers something, it becomes a public power. People may take advantage of it. Similarly, if mantra has got potency, all people should take advantage of it. Why should we say that?
All people can get the mantras that we have.
Eh?
All people can have the mantras that we have. It just they must get it from somebody else. They don't, we can't give it to them. But it is available for everybody.
Yes. Mantra, if it is valuable, it is valuable for everyone. Why should we for a particular person?
If all mantras are all mantras just the name of God, whether it's a secret mantra or an open mantra, it's all the name of God. So it doesn't really make much difference, does it, which one you're saying?
No, that's like in drugs, they sell all medicine for disease, curing disease. But still you have to take doctor's prescription to take a particular type of medicine. They will not supply you. If you go to a drug shop and say, I have disease, you give me any medicine. That's not, he will ask you, what is your prescription? Similarly, in this age, in Kali Yuga age, this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the shastras and a great scholar we consider in the incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. Therefore, our principle is, everyone should follow Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We should follow the footprint of great authorities. That is our business. The Vedic mantra says, tatva pratishtha. If you simply try to argue and try to approach the absolute, it is very difficult, simply by argument and reason. Because our arguments and reason are limited, because our senses are imperfect. So, tatva pratishtha. Sutayu vivunya. And scriptures, there are different kinds of scriptures. Nasu muni jasya matangna bhinnam. Philosophers, every philosopher has got a different opinion. And unless a philosopher defeats other philosopher, he cannot become a big philosopher. Therefore, philosophical speculation also is not. Make a salvation. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. So it is very secret. Then how to get that secret thing? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. You simply follow great personalities, how they have achieved success. So, our this Vaishnava philosophy is to follow the great personality. Just like Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or acharyas of his succession, and to take center of authority and follow. That is recommended in Vedas, that you follow great authorities, that will take you to the ultimate goal. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. So, Krishna also recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajasya yo vidu. This science of Krishna consciousness was understood by disciplic succession. Parampara praptam. Imam vivasati yugam prattvan ahamayamban. My dear Arjun, don't think that this Krishna consciousness science I am speaking to you
is something new. No. Ivam vivasati yogam pratvam aham abhayam. It is eternal. And first I spoke to Sun God, Vivasati. Vivasan Manavipraho, and Vivasan said to his son Manu, Manu ikhagavi bravit, and Manu also transferred this knowledge to his son ikhagavi. Evam parampara prata. In this way, by disciplic succession, it is coming on. Sakalena jyoganastra paranda. But in due course of time, it is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to you again. So, mantra should be captured from the disciplic succession. According to Vedic injunction, sampradaya vihinaje mantrasti vipalamata. If the mantra does not come through disciplic succession, then it will not be active. Vipala. Mantrasti vipala. Vipala means will not produce result. Mantrasti vipalamata. So mantra has to be received through the chant. Then it will act. Mantra cannot be manufactured. Mantra must be from the original, supreme, absolute, coming down to the disciplic succession, channel. It has to be captured in that way, and then it will act. Sampradaya vigulasi, mantra asti vigulamata. So, according to our Vaishnava sampradaya, the mantra is coming down through four channels. One is coming through Lord Shiva. One is coming through Goddess Lakshmi. Not one, different, one thing is coming through different channel. One through the channel of Brahma, one through the channel of Lord Shiva, one through the channel of Lakshmi, and one through the channel of Kumars. So they are called four sampradaya. So one has to take mantra either of these four sampradaya. Then that mantra is active, and if we perform that mantra in that way, it will act. And sampradaya vihinaje, and if one does not receive this mantra in either of these sampradaya channel, then vipala, it will not act, it will not fruit.
And if the mantra itself has such power, does it matter where you receive it, where you take it?
Yes. Yes, that is a fact. The example is given, just like milk. Milk is nutritious. That's a fact everyone knows. But if the milk is touched through the tongue of the serpent, it is no nutritious, it is poison.
Milk is material.
No, material, you want to understand through your material senses.
Oh, no, I don't think you don't have to tell me material sense. I mean, mantra is not material. It should be something
spiritual. Therefore,
nobody can spoil it, I don't think. I mean, you know,
that
I wonder if anybody can spoil something that is not material.
But the thing is that if you don't receive the mantra through the proper channel, that it may not be mantra.
But how would you know anyway?
How are you able
to tell anyway? I mean, for any of your disciples or us or anybody that goes to any spiritual master, how are we to tell?
Not any spiritual
master. Well,
not
how are we to tell one from the other?
It is not that any spiritual master. Sampradaya. Sampradaya means a particular line of disciplic succession.
But you see, Maharishi said exactly the same thing about his mantras coming from the Vedic, with his with seemingly as much authority as you, and he was probably right. So how, it's like having too many fruits on the plate.
If mantra is coming down in that way, then it is potency. The potency is there.
But Hare Krishna is the best one.
Well, if Hare Krishna is the best one, what is the reason why we have to bother to even say anything else?
Now, you don't require to bother anything else. We say that Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for one perfection.
Isn't it like flowers? If somebody may prefer roses and somebody may like carnations better, isn't it really a matter for the devotee that he, one person may find Hare Krishna is more beneficial to his spiritual progress, and yet somebody else, some other mantra may be more beneficial? Isn't it like just a matter of taste, like judging a flower? They're all flowers, but some people may like one better than the other.
But still, there is distinction. The rose flower is considered better than simply a flower without any flavor.
In that case,
just try to understand this flower example.
Yes.
It is all right. You are attracted by some flower. I am attracted by some flower. But among the flowers, there are distinctions. There are many flowers which have no flavor. And many flowers have flavor.
Is the flower that has flavor better?
So therefore, attraction for any flower is not the solution of the question. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jathamān prapadyante tāṁ sathaiva bhajāmaha. Krishna is supreme, absolute. Anyone wants him in any way, he also presents himself in that way. Just like the same example. If you want a yellow flower, never mind whether there is any scent or any flavor, not. So that flower is there. It is for you, that's all. But if anyone wants rose flower, Hare Krishna gives him rose flower. But when you make a comparative study, which one is better, then rose is considered as better.